Yeah, when that nism plays, you find it hard to stop it because it's enjoyed by so many listeners. So the all-time number one favorite on Radio Islam International. There has been no nism in the history of Radio Islam that was more popular with the listeners than that one. It goes all the way back to Ramadan in 2008, if I'm not mistaken. Either 2008, yeah, it was 2008 or 2009, one of those years when it played for the first time. And it was immensely popular. Anyway, we were talking about what does it mean to be pious. And I mentioned in my introduction this morning, just as we started the program, that look, if we want to live happy lives, good lives, prosperous lives, if we want to have enjoyable lives, we have to become pious servants of Allah. Because when you are pious and you obey the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will ensure that in the main you remain happy and that your life goes well. There are a hadith to this effect. If you are desirous of ease in your lives, the only way to rectify our deeds is, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith al-Qudsi, if my slaves make it a point to obey me, then they will have rain at night and bright sunlight during the day. They will not hear the thunderbolt. So the scholars have taught us that if you keep your affairs correct with Allah, then you will be treated correctly. And if a person is pious by night, he will get his return during the day. And therefore, if you want perpetual prosperity and security, contentment, ease, tranquility, what we need to understand is that we need to be obedient servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But then, as I was saying that, there was a thought that crossed my mind that sometimes when you talk about being pious, then people tend to feel, that's not for me. That's not for me because. That's for the super pious people. And we have kind of built up or conjured up this image in our minds that a pious person is that person whose beard reaches near his navel and he's got a tisbih that's about 5 kilos heavy and he's the guy who makes itikaf in the masjid throughout the year and he's the person who's burning holes into the musalla and making one khatam of the Quran a day. That's the meaning of a pious person. And when we look at that, we're like, hey, I got to go to job, I got a wife to take care of, I got children who to make magajmari with. Where am I going to reach those levels of piety? But that's where we misunderstand. Not trivializing those people who can, the efforts of those people who can dedicate themselves totally to the worship and ibadah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But listen, the greatest examples are the Sahaba, right? For us as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba got married. They were intimate with their spouses. They enjoyed lighter moments with their friends. They played with their children. They went to the marketplace and they did business. They had time when they involved themselves in various activities. And therefore, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not want for us to be sitting all the time in the masjid and burning holes into the musallas and knocking back one khatam after the other in order for us to be considered to be pious. No. Piety means to live a life of obedience to Allah. So go and do your business, but do it in a way that's compliant to the deen. Go and get married and live a marital life and seek solace and happiness from your spouse and take enjoyment and benefit from your children and take the pleasures that come with that and eat nice food and good food. But everything within the parameters of the deen, within the framework of what Allah has allowed and disallowed, as per the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you can live your life like that, simple, you're a pious person. You don't need to be making 10,000 dhikr of la ilaha illallah and 50,000 dhikr of illallah before you are considered to be a pious person. Not to in any way suggest that you mustn't make dhikr or you mustn't read Quran or you mustn't try and increase in your dhikr or increase in the Quran recitation or increase in the good that we do in those direct acts of ibadah. But the point I'm making is that we mustn't think that piety is beyond us. We mustn't claim piety. Yes, it's frowned upon in our deen to claim piety. No matter how pious you may be, you don't claim piety. That's contrary to humility. And you don't know which one sin of yours may result in you being rejected by Allah. So you can never claim piety. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't aspire for piety. Sometimes we feel that because we cannot claim piety, we cannot make an effort towards piety. We cannot take an initiative towards becoming pious. And that is problematic. That is hugely problematic. We must all aspire to be pious servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.